for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word that we have to lead and guide. Heavenly Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit to help us with that word. Heavenly Father, help us to reach the truth that you would have us to dwell in. And Heavenly Father, help us to keep those commandments that you gave us to guide us. And Heavenly Father, bless every thought, bless the words that we will read, and help them to help each one as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things, and amen. I want you to follow along pretty closely today because sometimes things that we read strike our mind in such a way that we don't know if we're really reading something that we are to take to heart. And sometimes what we believe that we see written in God's Word is not as it first appears. Sometimes we very much need God's Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us as we read God's Word and try to get the truth that God would have us to get from His Word. My message title today is a question. The question is, did the Apostle Paul write, Christ is the end of the law? I hope you notice that part of my scripture reading had some words similar to that, if not exactly. Did the Apostle Paul write, Christ is the end of the law? Think about that. Think seriously about that. Things are not always as they appear. Even when you think, you read it with your own eyes. Did the Apostle Paul write that in Romans 10? Within Romans 10, 1 through 4? The short answer appears to be, short and quick, appears to be yes. The Apostle Paul wrote that. The short, quick answer appears yes. The long answer and the studious answer to that is a definite no. Now I want you to think about that. Let's look at verse 4 again. Romans 10, verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law. I'm glad it doesn't stop there. for righteousness to everyone who believes. There's more to that than meets the eye, obviously. And the way our thoughts would decipher those words, sometimes not the way that we would first think. And let's look at this closer. Paul writes, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Notice Paul is speaking of the right living, righteousness, right living of those who believe and walk in faith. The word of faith. Let's go and read verse 8 in chapter 10. Let's skip down and start at verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you see an explanation there? Paul is speaking of the right kind of living of those who believe and walk in faith, the word of faith. Now let's go back to Romans chapter 3 and verse 19. Let's get some further answers. No doubt, up to this point in time, you're probably still wondering about those words and trying to decipher it, trying to understand just what is it that Paul means by this. It must not be what it seems. But I've just read to you, in the same chapter, after Paul wrote those words, Paul explains the intent of his words by letting you know that those who accept Jesus Christ and walk in the ways of God will be saved. Those who accept God's way of sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sin, and by His shed blood, then we are saved. Let's go back to Romans chapter 3 and let's get further information on this question. Can Paul surely be saying that Christ is the end of the law? Chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that whatsoever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. For through the law comes knowledge of sin. Is it beginning to come together to you? Notice the bottom line. No flesh will be justified by works of the law. Now let's skip to verse 27. Of chapter 3, Romans. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. Now we get to the bottom of things. How are we saved? We are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Through faith in God. Through obedience to Him. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. And let's go ahead. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since indeed God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, is one. Now, did Paul really mean Christ is the end of the law? Verse 31. Do we then nullify the law through faith? Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. What does establish mean to you? To me, it means to build up. To me, it means to set in permanence. To me, it is a confirmation. We establish the law. Do we then nullify the law through faith? The faith that saves. Is the law done away with? Now that faith has come? Now that Jesus has died on the cross and shed His blood for our sins, does the law not matter anymore? Is it done away with or changed? Paul says, may it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. Let's enforce with verse 7 of chapter 7. Verse 7 of chapter 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Here's another question Paul puts in this verse 7. Is the law sin? And Paul answers himself his own question. May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law. For I would have not known about coveting if the law had not said, you shall not covet. Is it becoming clear to you now? The words of the Apostle Paul was not as if it may have a first appeared to you. Paul summarizes in verse 12. Let's go down to verse 12. So then, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous, and good. Does the Apostle Paul mean Christ is the end of the law? Certainly not. because he would be very contradictory in coming back in verse 12 and then saying, so then the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Paul is not contradictory. Jesus is not contradictory. They are not contradictory to each other with their words, but yet sometimes the words are not as they first appear. We need to have the Holy Spirit more prevalent in our hearts and in our lives so that it will lead us to the truth. Is Christ the end of the law? Is Christ the end of the law? Did you know that many churches are taught yes to that question? Is Christ the end of the law? Many ministers of many churches would say yes. And what would they use to try to teach this? They would use Romans 10, verses 1 through 7. To teach their people that. God's words answers this question with a definite no. Christ is not the end of the law. Who will you believe? Will you believe the world and go along with perhaps the majority of Christian people? Will you believe the world or will you believe God's Word? And on certain issues such as this and this question, that's what it's going to amount to. Do you take God's Word, His complete Word, and not just a partial verse? Will you take a minister's word and his interpretation, supposedly, of the Word? We need to let God's Spirit, and we need to let the whole Word of God guide us in our answers to questions such as this. Is Christ the end of the law? In conclusion, let's go and review two statements by Jesus Christ, our example in life, our example of God the Father. Let's go to Luke 16 and 17 to reinforce our answer to this question. Is Christ the end of the law? With a definite no. Jesus says in Luke 16 and 17, but it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one stroke of a letter of the law to fail. Do you see how established it is? That the law would never pass away. Not the smallest letter of the law, Jesus says. And let's go to Matthew 5 and verse 17. And Jesus will say these words. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whosoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Do you see how clear that is? Does it seem even remotely possible that something has changed about God's law? Does it seem remotely possible that Paul is saying, by the coming of Christ, the law will be no more? I think you can see the definitive answer. Christ's coming did not at all mean the end of the law. The law is further established. The law is confirmed. The Bible answers this question. And Jesus Christ answered this question in part by saying he came to fulfill the law, to help it toward its completion. Is everything completed? Has everything been done that's going to be done? Has the heaven and the earth disappeared or been destroyed? Absolutely not. Christ's coming did not mean the end of the law. More that it is fully established. Stand with me and let's read our blessing from the Word of God. Let's all stand and all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. Bow with me in prayer.